Our next item is subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr. as a preliminary.
This application was deferred July 27th of this year. DENREC has indicated that the site's suitable for on-site septic systems.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-53 for Polly and Mark Yoder based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance and protects the orderly growth of the county. Proposed subdivision density does not exceed the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby use or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for septic. The proposed restricted covenants addresses the maintenance of streets, open space, and stormwater management areas. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The number of lots shall not exceed 29, including lots A, B, C, and D fronting on Johnson Road. Recreational area with a minimum area of 1.5 acres shall be established in the project. This will be in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area shown on the preliminary site plan. The applicant shall prepare and record restricted covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, agricultural buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirement of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DELOT's requirements. The restricted covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. There shall be street lights within the subdivision and at the entrance onto Johnson Road. The location of the lights shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be a 30-foot landscaped buffer retained or installed along the perimeter of the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. Final site plan and restricted covenants shall state that lots A, B, C, and D shall not be responsible for road maintenance within the subdivision. A school bus shelter with parking for at least 4 vehicles shall be added to the entrance. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Address Department. The final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr. as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item.